This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Can you say Rob Beckett?
Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done.
There we go.
Okay, that's... Oh, do I guess... Have you got the gut location?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing she's a teacher. She's got like half Miss Trunchbull, but half Miss Honey vibes.
Doesn't say, but I can see it. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but it doesn't say where she's from.
Oh, no. It says where she's from. It just doesn't say whether she's a teacher.
All right. Okay, cool. I think she's from...
We're just looking it up on a map.
Bristol.
You are out by 100 miles, I'd say. You've got the right top or bottom of Britain. It is south. It is Hemel Hempstead.
Oh, yeah, it's quite far. It only really works if someone goes, wait, now, wait, mate, see, that, and, but that wasn't an accent. I mean, I tried to do an accent. I tried to do Geordie.
It sounded like you were breaking up on a phone.
Rob Beckett and Josh Widdicombe, man.
Yeah.
Then I'd go, oh, is that Midlands? Josh, it's Christmas tomorrow.
Yes, well, shall we quickly say that? It's her daughter, Sadie. That's Sarah
Fuck it.
Campbell.
No, it's Christmas.
Who's two.
No, is it?
And
Sadie.
She is
Sadie.
Our second and last child. She's hard work and brilliant. We have Freddie, who is four.
Oh, that was Sadie and Freddie. And what's the mum's name?
Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah, for that.
There we go. Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas, Josh Widdicombe. So, release day tomorrow?
Yes, can you believe it? Well, no, let's be honest, we're recording this early, so I'm still so far away from release.
Yeah, we are doing this a bit earlier. Right, let's talk about this. What's your Christmas morning looking like? What's your Christmas...
Okay.
At the moment, there's no restrictions. We're still seeing photos of Boris Johnson in a garden having cheese and wine from last May. We're at that vibe of the news. I don't know what's going to happen between now and Christmas Eve.
Yeah, there's probably about six photos that we haven't seen
so
yet
many
that are coming
photos.
Out.
Drip-fed leading up to Christmas. It's one awful advent calendar.
My favourite bit about that photo is there's just one bloke on his own in the corner of the garden. Who the fuck is he? What a loser. Anyway.
What he is, he's the only one sticking to the bloody guidelines, Josh.
Bloody right,
he's
yeah.
representative of the rest of the country.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
He's North Shropshire.
Bit of satire.
Yeah, I've got it. You want it? I've got
Merry Christmas. The big news is, what am I doing with my Christmas Day? Well, I've made a big decision.
Yeah.
For the first time in a few years, I'm not gonna drink at breakfast, Rob.
Okay, all right, okay, fair enough. Is this sort of an all-year promise?
It is an all-year. It's a 365-day-a-year, unless I do any long-haul flights on stag do's.
So I was going more for what's your plan with the kids, but you've literally just started what you're drinking around.
No. Well, the kids will be there. But I normally have a Bucks Fizz with breakfast.
I'm not a Bucks Fizz fan for breakfast.
No?
I like a Bloody Mary.
Do you? And are you going to do that on Christmas Day?
What we've been doing recently is hitting the Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
2 or 3 in the morning. Get a little bit merry in the morning.
Are you joking? Oh, on Christmas Day?
Yeah, not every day.
Well, when you said what we've done recently, I was like...
No, recent years. And then basically get a bit merry with breakfast, but then don't drink until a bit later on.
Yeah.
And then you sort of sober up a little bit and then have a drink about, like have some maybe a little bit of champagne or Prosecco about lunchtime and then absolutely cane it.
Yeah.
then red wine with dinner and then maybe some cocktails. My brother's going to come around. He might do some cocktails.
Lovely.
So I've got my mum and dad coming around and my brother and his girlfriend. And then it's me and the two kids. My mum and dad are staying overnight and then they'll come about 11-ish. My brother and his girlfriend will come about 11-ish. So we'll do Bloody Marys. And because I'm doing all the dinner, they're in charge of cocktails.
Lovely. So you're doing dinner on your own?
I do dinner on my... I do all the dinner, yeah.
Oh, well done, Rob.
Oh, thanks, mate.
That's really... So is that your... How much of your day is taken up doing the dinner?
I get it from Marks and Spencer's.
All right.
That's my big treat.
Yeah.
Because it is... It's not
it's
cheap.
Christmas Day. Why not?
And a lot of that is in trays you just shove in. I do my own potatoes. My mum does the traditional Beckett stuffing. She needs to teach me the recipe for that. So I do my own potatoes and I'll do... but the rest is sort of stuff that's like pre-done by Marks and Spencer's that you chuck in the oven. So it isn't too bad. It's just a lot of in and out
nice.
Of ovens.
Very nice.
But I do my own potatoes. I cannot bear shop-bought potatoes or frozen potatoes. It's an absolute non-starter. Sorry, yeah. I've trod all over your day. Let's do your
I'm
day
more
first.
Interested in yours. And what can I ask some questions then?
Yep.
What's happening with presents then? What time are your daughter's getting up?
Well, we've got a fucking dog now, haven't we?
Oh, mate.
Shit. So, right, what we normally do is, forgetting dog, is the kids normally wake about 6-ish. They'll come in our rooms, separate rooms.
Yeah.
They'll come in our room.
I forgot that you were divorced. But because your parents are there, you're going to have to sleep in the same bed for one night only.
Yeah, I'll be in with my mum and Lou will be in with my dad. It'll be fine. But what we do is they normally come to our bedroom about 6 and do stockings on our bed.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we normally do, but I don't know, we might have to go and do stockings downstairs. And then what we do is we do stockings on our bed and then we'll sort of like get in like sort of semi-presentable clothes that we can wear to have photos taken and stuff as our opening presents. And then we go downstairs to see if he's been.
Yeah.
And then we do the big presents under the tree, smash
them
all out in the
morning. Before breakfast? Do you do all the presents before breakfast?
All presents before breakfast.
Bloody hell, Rob. Bloody
Straight
hell.
In,
that
hardcore,
is madness.
Double concentrated, freight from the source.
Whoa, you're going for
A
it.
A grade.
Wow.
Top level shit.
There's none of that in my house. None
so
of that kind of fun.
And then it's, I'll do some breakfast, but breakfast is a bit more of a casual, what's everyone fancy, some egg and bacon, not a big sit down,
no.
Dress for breakfast, like have whatever they want, and it's quite cash, kind of thing. That's our morning.
And your daughters
your morning?
Are playing with the presents by that
They're
point.
They're playing with the presents, and then like my mum and dad will come down and watch open the big presents, but they probably won't see them do the stockings on our bed.
Yeah.
But we might have to just come down and do stockings downstairs.
And will you do your presents at that point as well?
Yeah, sometimes. This is a little tip, actually, which I want to give to parents that are sort of probably their first Christmas or they've got young kids. Where basically now we like to open our presents in front of the kids that we've got each other, just because the kids care and they want to see us do it, and it's a nice thing to do. But what we did one year, when we had like a 8-month-old and like a 2-year-old, they don't really know what's going on or give a shit about you two as parents. So what I suggest is get them to bed Christmas Eve and then over a glass of wine, give each other your presents, and you can properly see each other open them.
Yeah.
You can chat about them and look at them and get them out and then put them somewhere safe. Because if you try and do that in the morning, it's so rushed and you never properly do it. And then it gets like Boxing Day or Christmas night, or you're trying to do it Christmas morning. But if you do it Christmas Eve, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little couples moment, which can get lost when you've got the kids. So I recommend that.
I am not a fan of present-based anarchy, as you can imagine, Rob.
No. Watch. Well, no, they have to take turns when they do the
You've
presents.
You've got to do turns. That's the thing.
Bare minimum.
The thought of just a film style, everyone just goes for it under the tree, is not my scene at all.
Oh, no. And also, I hate when they're all dressed and they do it later on in the day.
Yeah.
I find being festive so hot and itchy. Those itchy jumpers, I just can't bear it. I put it on every year. I sweat my head off. And then I'm just wandering around in a black T-shirt because I can't deal with a jumper heat.
I don't want to wear a Christmas jumper, Rob.
I don't want to wear one. The problem with nostalgia and tradition is normally it means old shit material and uncomfortable clothes.
Of course, Rob. Of course it does, because they know you're going to buy it anyway.
Exactly. I just want to wear a tech-fit Nike tracksuit all day. That's all I want to wear.
Do you know what, Rob? That's fine.
So what's your Christmas morning look like?
Get up, stocking, on our bed.
4:30 a.m.?
Well, we don't know yet, do we, Rob? At the time of recording, we don't know.
If it is 4:30, you're obviously just going to sit up with a baby and then wait for your daughter to wake up, basically.
Yeah, I'm not going to get her up.
So what time does she get up?
Well, I don't know whether she'll get up earlier because it's Christmas Day. So she tends to get up about 7.
So
just amid 2.5 hours after my son's woken up.
Well, no, ours get up at 6. They've been waking up at 5:45 recently. They're really hardcore early risers again.
So she'll come in, do stocking.
Yeah.
And then Rose's mum will be staying, and then we'll go downstairs. And then she'll play with stocking.
So well done for saying stairs there.
Yeah, that
Rose's mum's staying. We'll go down.
That was a good
then
save.
Then we'll go downstairs.
You know what? Earlier on, Rob, when you said my daughters will come in and we'll do stockings on the bed, I thought I'm not gonna make a joke here.
You should have.
Should not. I regret it now.
My wife and daughters will be forced to wear stockings that I've purchased, and then we'll all have a bath and go downstairs.
Go downstairs so we can get on with our day, having done that, out of the way early doors,
and then get the stockings with presents in. Anyway, let's stop being rude. Sorry. Oh, are we naughty? It's Christmas. Stop it. Now you. I've gone mad. Right, so you've done stockings upstairs, you're downstairs. All the fam. Yeah. Right.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
We'll do breakfast before the tree presents.
What's for breakfast?
Bagel. Well, my wife and mum will have bagels with smoked salmon. And
that's nice. That's a nice breakfast.
I'll just have the bagels. I can't do it this year, Rob. My Christmas tradition that
so
I always
like to
do.
So what will be on your bagel?
Cream cheese.
Okay, that seems quite sad. So you wake up, cream cheese bagel. What will your daughter have? Just a normal cereal kind of thing?
She'll have a bagel with probably jam.
Okay, fair enough. You'll have a bagel, yeah. You guys.
I'll have gone to get them for the 24-hour bagel place on Brick Lane the day before, normally. But obviously I'll have to get them delivered this time.
And then, but you eat before presents?
I can't believe we do it. We do it. You push it through on the stocking presents. That gets her through. Then we come to presents, which I'll be honest, this year we've had to implement. I've had to say we've got to prep the veg the day before, because a couple of years ago, Christmas dinner preparation took over the whole day. And my wife, basically, she was so behind with making the Christmas dinner.
So Rose does all the cooking?
Rose and her mum. I do my veggie.
I do my veggie cooking, Rob. Well, I think doing the cooking's better because you don't have to do any parenting.
Do you?
You get all the best bit of parenting in the morning.
Yeah.
Like presents, stockings, blah, blah, blah. But you're like, oh, I'm just... Lou, do you mind just doing that? I've just got to check on and just make something up.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm just saying. So what is your Christmas... You tell me what your Christmas dinner is and I'll tell you what mine is.
Well...
I'm going to say this now. Mine is over the top.
Okay. Well, Rose obviously would have... Her and her mum, they're going chicken this year because they've decided they actually don't... They've realised, after about 38 years, my wife has realised she doesn't actually like turkey enough to do turkey. So
they'll
have that.
Chicken seems a bit boring, doesn't it?
Well...
At least turkey's festive. Like, if you're not going to go chicken, go for, like, a nice beef or pork or lamb.
Well, they prefer chicken. They like chicken.
I thought Rose was a veggie.
No. She more or less is from living with me, but...
But does, for, yeah, so yeah. Dips in and out for big occasions.
Exactly. She's a big game player.
Oh, yeah, mate. She can't move for a lamb, can you, at Easter? Loves it.
Exactly.
If the situation dictates it, she's eating meat.
May Day bank holiday, she loves a beef. So that's what they're having, with all the trimmings.
Oh, a turkey, a chicken with all the trimmings, like normal festive pigs in blanket, stuff like that.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
So they'll eat that.
Bread sauce.
And your daughter will eat all that.
Yeah.
What are you having? What you got?
All the trimmings with my vegetable lasagna.
Oh, not again.
It's so good, Rob.
Well, but you can have lasagna any time.
You can have roast potatoes any time.
Yeah, but lasagna doesn't go with that.
It does, Rob.
It doesn't go with
gravy.
Do
you know what? If I have lasagna in summer, I do miss the roast potatoes.
No, you're mental. That's too much carb. After lasagna with salad and coleslaw in summer, what are the other... Have you ever toyed with anything other than vegetable lasagna? It just makes me upset.
Why would I
You've been indoors for 10
other...
days. Indoors for 10 days. Now you're eating a vegetable lasagna with potatoes. That's some sort of... Oh. Some sort of... some sort of breakdown. But you're happy.
So then I'll do that. And then we've got friends coming. They'll have the chicken. And, oh no, do you know what? One of our friends So is coming, and she's vegetarian, and she's on board the lasagna train.
She's on the board of the lasagna train?
Yeah.
This is disgusting. With great power comes great responsibility. A lot of people listen to this. You can't just be bandied around vegetable lasagna as if it's okay. Also, as well, I do think for next year, I think I'm going to suggest this, Josh. I can't bear you to have a vegetable lasagna 3 years on a row.
Not 3 years, 38.
38? Okay, well, how about this? Next year, you do your vegetable lasagna, but also, let's start. Please send in suggestions of what vegetable or vegan thing you can have at Christmas dinner that makes it feel special.
And if it is a nut loaf, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, no nut roast or nut loaves. Get that out. And what we'll do, Josh, next year you can do your vegetable lasagna, but also maybe this new dish.
Great option.
I think that's a good. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Lovely
good
work.
Idea. Right, do you want to know what I've got coming?
Yeah.
What's your starter, by the way?
I don't think we have a starter.
Oh, just a fucking cheese on bagel. Keep you going.
That's breakfast. No, but then obviously throughout the day, mate.
Party food?
Crisps.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with what is your party food? Crisps. Sausage rolls, veggie sausage rolls.
Oh, you have them. Okay, that's party food.
Yep. Lint balls. That's my chocolate of choice on a Christmas day. Lint balls every time.
I've eaten all of the Christmas Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, my God. I love a Ferrero Rocher.
What was this? We're doing this on the 20th of December. I've eaten it all by the 20th of December.
Oh, mate. I'm sorry.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
So what are your snacks?
So snacks, right, so we'll have Marks and Spencer's or like Waitrose party food. I go premium when it comes to Christmas. Okay?
Of course you do, mate.
I'm not messing about, mate.
You deserve
it. I want a shoe bun with fucking cheese in it, mate.
Yeah,
anyway,
lovely.
So we have little party food and I'm going to buy some of that next week. I put it in the freezer and I pop that in throughout the day. Lou loves a duck spring roll. It's her weird tradition, so she'll have that as her little party food. And probably as a starter, because she don't eat seafood, but I've got loads of seafood.
Right. Oh, you did this last year, didn't you?
Seafood for starter, that's what I do. I've gone mental, though. I've got a bit carried away. So I've got seafood starter. Also got a Cornish cruncher, which is like a cheese bake thing. So you can dip bread in it.
Sounds lovely.
A vegetable selection. I've got a sausage roll garland that's in a circle. The kids love sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Dessert, we've gone for sticky toffee pudding crown.
Oh, my word.
Not Christmas pudding. What you got?
We've just got... Well, I never eat the dessert. It's Christmas pudding, isn't it? It's crap.
Well, don't get it, then.
Well, no, but I eat so much chocolate and so many biscuits over the Christmas period. I never want the pudding.
I don't think Christmas is for you.
What do you mean?
You're tapping out too early, mate. You've got no. You get the traditional stuff and then get the stuff everyone likes. That's how it works. It's like you get the Christmas pudding that no one eats and then you light it and do all that. But you also have a sticky toffee pudding. I've also got triple chocoblock churros. I've got cauliflower cheese.
Word.
I've got beef.
Mate.
How many people
are coming to this party?
A Brussels sprout gratin. Ceramic dish not included. Fucking cheapskates. I've also got some prawn cocktail. I've got too much. I've gone for three meats.
You've gone for three meats?
Yeah.
What have you gone for?
Turkey, pork, beef.
How big's your oven?
I've got two ovens.
Oh, here he is. The big man. Two ovens, 16 bins. Unbelievable. I'll have two ovens next year, mate.
When is your oven being delivered?
January. Thank God, because the original date, which I moved because I thought it was too close to Christmas, we'd have been locked down with COVID. So, thank God.
Oh, God. So it's coming in January, your new oven?
Yeah.
Your French oven?
Yeah.
I've ordered way too much. But what I'm doing is Boxing Day, I've got all Lou's family coming over, plus partners that eat quite a bit. So all that's going to be stuff for cold meat, mash, and snacky bits the next day. So we're having leftovers down Boxing Day. So I've got too much, but that's enough to. So I do all my cooking on Christmas Day, and then it's all ready Boxing Day for the hangover.
Great stuff.
So that's what I'm doing.
Sounds good. And what's your Christmas evening like?
Oh.
Games? We don't do games.
No, normally I just collapse.
I
might play games this year because the kids are a little bit older now. Like they're getting into Snap and stuff like that. But we used to just watch stand-up when I was a kid, but I don't know what we watch a film or something like that.
Do you watch...
Christmas Strictly with the kids, probably.
Yes, Christmas Strictly with the kids. Fair enough.
Oh, and we do play Yorkshire Pudding Catch, which I've told you about, haven't I?
Yeah, of course.
Where they launched Yorkshire Puddings at each other. That's always good fun.
Because it used to be like... The Christmas TV used to be really important, but obviously now you can just watch whatever you want...
Well,
any
I'd
time.
Say,
so the Christmas film doesn't really matter now.
I would watch Rob and Romesh versus the Christmas special on Christmas night.
Oh, there we go.
That's
lovely.
What I'd watch. Or One Night in Alton Towers is quite Christmassy.
Oh, yes.
A lot of fun. You, Alex Brooke and Roisin.
Or why not treat yourself to the last leg on Christmas Eve?
Oh, I thought it was New Year's Eve.
There's one on Christmas Eve as well, Rob.
Oh my god.
With Joanna Lumley in the Darkness and Big
what's
Zoo.
What's the Darkness? Just oh, the band. The band. God.
But you know what?
Josh didn't have a good one.
What?
Just Alex, Adam, Joan Lumley, Darkness in the Darkness. That's my nickname.
Watch Rob and Romesh, Christmas special. You can watch it on Sky, can't you, Rob?
Oh, let's not plug in on the Christmas special.
No, let's not
I am also in a Channel 4 Christmas special with John Richardson and Lucy Beaumont.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
When's that on?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Sort of Christmas time.
I did the Rango Nation as well.
God, let's stop blagging it. Let's just stop talking about that too. But the reason why we don't watch any telly at Christmas is because we're fucking on it too much.
We're bloody well on it, Rob. We're bloody well on it. Are you going to watch the Queen's speech?
No. No, I never do.
And what about music? Are you going to have music throughout the day?
Yeah, it's probably just some... I've got a Bing Crosby LP. We'll have a little bit in the background, but it's more just strictly in whatever's on the telly, I think. And we'll have a few cocktails. Then my brother's in charge of cocktails, so I think he's going to do a couple of bit more... Because the plan is Bloody Marys in the morning, break. Bubbles with party food around lunchtime. Red wine with dinner. And then in the evening, espresso martinis or something that's got a bit of kick
please.
To get us going again.
That is... ideal. It'll be the first time I've drunk in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so very excited, can't wait. And and then new year, new podcast. We're gonna do another podcast on be out on the 28th, aren't we?
28th,
which will be a catch up how our Christmas went.
Listen to this one and then see how it actually went.
Yes. And then we're going to be releasing little best-ofs over the Christmas break, so you've got plenty to listen to. And then we might have a little break in the start of January and be back with some loads more guests. And please let us know any guests you want us to interview.
Yes.
Would be good. Any recommendations
please.
Or suggestions. And then we'll be back full mast towards the middle, end of January. And in the meantime, there'll be another episode on the 28th talking about Christmas and a few little best-ofs. But until then, Josh, have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourself.
And listeners, Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your lasagna, the traditional festive lasagna that every household has. And I will see you to talk about it afterwards.
Next week. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's mad to think it's a year since you were building that trampoline, isn't it?
Oh, fuck me, yes. Oh, that just panicked me. You remember saying that? Oh, that was a nightmare.
Oh.
Big up to any trampoline builders out there Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, the real heroes of Christmas. If you're building a trampoline on Christmas Eve...
you're fucked.
If you're listening to this and your trampoline isn't already built, give it up.
Someone's gone, the kids are in bed, it's 6 o'clock. Why don't we have a little wine before we do the trampoline at about 8 o'clock when they're properly asleep and then they've heard this and your evening's fucked. But you'll have a story to tell next year.
Oh, Merry Christmas one and all.
Oh, I feel so festive. Bye.
Bye.